This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
No need to keep. Always keep His word. But you must just trust in Him. Don't be dismayed. Oh, can cause pain.
Patience in time of trouble.
Yeah.
Trust and believe Him.
Oh.
And in the breathing, God's promise.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Every chain is broken. This worship is shifting the atmosphere.
Shifting the atmosphere.
Help me sing. And it's breaking. I'll praise Him. Shifting the atmosphere.
Shifting the atmosphere.
It's moving. It's breaking. This worship is shifting the atmosphere.
Shifting the atmosphere.
One more time.
Let him know that we have power,
and not just know that we have power, but we want to begin to utilize the power that has been given to us freely by Jesus Christ. He gave it to us, so we might as well go ahead and use it instead of just letting it sit there and lay dormant. Well, you may say, well, gave me power for what? I just told you to tread on serpents and scorpions. The enemy is the serpent. The enemy is the scorpion. And he's given you all power over the enemy. What do you need power over the enemy for? So you can defeat the enemy in your life. Because the Bible says, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. So he's saying, God is saying that there will be weapons formed, but they will not prosper. But you have to know what you know and do what you know to do in order to be effective and in order to be victorious over the enemy. It's not just enough for Jesus to say, behold, I give unto you power, Gerald, to tread over serpents and scorpions. It's not just enough for me to say, Gerald, I give you the keys to my car. It's up to you to take the next step. Okay, I have given you authority. Now take authority. That's like if I have a will or if I say bank account. If I have a bank account and I say, okay, well, I'm giving you power of attorney. I'm giving you the right and privilege to go into my bank account and do whatever it is that you need to do. I'm giving you that authority. I'm delegating my authority to you, okay, to be able to do what I would do. I'm giving you the power. I'm giving you my permission. I'm giving you my blessing to go forth and do what I would do. I'm giving it to you to go ahead and do that. And that's what Jesus did. I'm giving you the authority. I'm giving you permission. I'm giving you power to do what I would do. And I would tread on serpents and scorpions, okay? And I have all power over the enemy, and I'm giving that to you. Now, if I give Gerald permission to go to my bank account to do whatever he thought that I would do with my bank account, he would go out and purchase whatever, pay for whatever, do whatever. Okay, then you've done that. That means you believed what I said, and you went out there and you acted upon what I said, and as a result, you got what you got for doing what, you know, you acted upon. And on the flip side, if you didn't believe it, maybe you thought I was crazy, why would she give me the power of attorney, why would she let me go on her bank account, why would she this and why would she that, and you didn't utilize it, then what? If you needed something and you didn't go get it, that would be your problem, not mine, right?
Right.
Okay. So, the same thing here. Jesus has given us authority over the enemy, but if we don't use that power, that's not God's fault. It's not Jesus' fault if we don't use that authority. It's not Jesus' fault if we don't take that authority and use it over the enemy. So we can't blame Jesus if, you know, things don't go right and, you know, Jesus, it's your fault because you should have, could have, would have. No, it's not his fault. It's your fault. All you got to do is open up your mouth and speak the things of God. That's what we got to do. We're so lazy that we don't even want to open up our mouths and say what the word of God says. God, you said, I have power over the enemy. I have power over the enemy. Mark 16:18 says, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. But we don't want to understand and believe the word of God. We don't want to act on the word of God. We don't want to take our rightful place with the word of God and do what the word of God says. Well, we'd rather sit there and let the enemy walk all over us and pounce on us and hurt us and do all of these things to us while we're sitting here with all of this power. Sitting here with all of this power. But what do we do? Woe is me, boo-hoo, woo-hoo. I can't. No, the enemy is not scared of me. Look, we're not supposed to be rejoicing that the enemy is afraid of us or that the enemy tremble. We're supposed to be rejoicing that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But good night, nurse. Don't we want to get the enemy off our behind sometimes? Like, look, enemy, you got to go. Get out of here. I take authority over you in the name of Jesus. I take authority over you. The authority that I was given by Jesus, I take authority over you right now in Jesus' name. And we got to hear ourselves say that. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. But we got to know that, and not just know it, but act on it. And you know what I'm saying? Not just sit there and let the word be dormant. Okay? Satan comes and tells us a whole bunch of stuff. He'll tell us lies. He tells us all kind of things, and we'll sit there and believe it. But we do know that there is no truth in the devil's schemes. There's no truth in anything he says. If the devil says anything, there's always a lie in it somewhere. He'll make it sound like the truth, but you can believe that if it's from the devil, if he's going to tell you a part of the truth, he got a reason for it. He's going to try to set you up. He's not going to tell you the truth to help you. He's going to tell you the truth to hurt you. And he's going to tell you part of the truth. Or he'll put doubt in your mind to make you trust, to make you doubt God. Okay? There's no truth in his schemes. There's no truth in anything about Satan except for the fact that he wants to destroy you and me. That's it. That's the truth. That's the bottom line. Satan wants to destroy us. Satan does not want us to go to heaven. He doesn't want us to have a good time here on earth. Not Christians. He doesn't want us to live holy and righteous. He doesn't want us to use the power against him. He doesn't want that. But we can thank God tonight because we have the word of God. We can thank God tonight because we have his word and we stand on his word. We can thank God tonight that, at least I should say, we can stand on his word. Okay? God has offered us his word. He has given us 66 books in the Bible for us to stand on. He has given us his word that we can go back and look on. We can look on his word and see how he brought other people through. We can look and see how he brought David through. We can see how he brought Elijah through. We can see how he brought the widow through. We can see how he brought the woman with the issue of blood through. We can see how he brought through Lot and Abraham. We can see how he brought, you know, all kind of people through. Just go back and read the word. Then we can turn around and look in the book of Acts and see how God just demonstrated his power through the apostles. And that same power he's given unto us, that we could demonstrate that same power over the enemy. When Paul got bit by that snake, the people thought he was going to die, and he just shook the snake off into the fire, and they thought he was going to die. But he didn't die. They thought he did something wrong for the snake to have bitten him, but he didn't do anything wrong. But God demonstrated his power. Behold, I give unto you power over serpents and scorpions. And he didn't make no big hullabaloo. He just shook that thing off and kept it moving. And everybody was sitting around waiting for him to die. And that's what happens today when we go through whatever we go through. Sometimes we have naysayers. Sometimes we have people sitting around looking at us, looking at our situation, looking at our circumstance, and they're sitting around waiting for us to die. But we have power. You might feel broken right now. You might feel rejected. You might feel lonely right now. But you have power if you are a born-again believer. You have power over the enemy. You have power over the enemy, and you don't have to die. You don't have to die spiritually, and you don't have to let the enemy kill you and your natural self. Cry out to God today and trust him and watch him make a way out of no way. Don't sit in the company of naysayers. Don't sit in the company of people that say, woe is me. Sit in the company of people that speak victory. Sit in the company of people that speak hallelujah, that you have the victory. Not people that sit around and speak doom and gloom, but speak hallelujah, glory to God. That speak life and life more abundantly. That speak power. That speak the whole armor of God, glory to God. That's who you want to hang around you. You don't want people hanging around you that's going to keep speaking doom and gloom. You don't want people hanging around you that's going to give in to the power of the enemy. You want people that's going to stand up to the enemy, people that's going to lift you up when you're not able to stand up to the enemy, glory to God. You want people to be able to stand there and hold you up and help you up so that when, hallelujah, the situation turns around and they need help, you could be able to stand there and help them as well, glory to God. I know I had a medical situation today, and one of the senior citizens in the building, she just loves us, and she comes over, and she came over today, and she said, "Are you okay?" And I told her what was going on. First thing she did, she got her walker, and she trotted right on over and grabbed my husband's hand and grabbed my hand and told him to start praying. And I'll tell you what, he prayed, I went to sleep, and I woke up, and I felt better. That's why I'm able to do this broadcast tonight. But this is the kind of people that we want to have around us, people that will stand up to the enemy, people that will not let you wallow in whatever it is that's going on. But no, stand up because you are healed. And if you're in a relationship and your relationship, you maybe you're getting beat up or you're getting abused some kind of way, stand up to the enemy and tell the enemy no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Stand up to the enemy and tell the enemy that you are nobody's punching bag. Stand up to the enemy and tell the enemy, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You stand up to the enemy and you tell the enemy that Jesus has given you power over him. And you stand there and you take authority over that in the name of Jesus. Satan, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over you. I will not be abused anymore in the name of Jesus. I no longer accept mental abuse. I no longer accept physical abuse. I no longer accept verbal abuse in the name of Jesus because I am a child of God and no weapon formed against me shall prosper in the name of Jesus. And you have to recognize the enemy and you have to recognize that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and power and of a sound mind. God has not given us the spirit of fear. And a lot of times people stay broken and not whole is because they're scared to stand up to the enemy. They're scared to stand up to the accuser of the brethren. They're scared to stand up to those that are causing them to go through. But you have authority. I'm telling you right now, just like Jesus told me, you have authority because Jesus said, I have given you power. I have given you the authority to stand up to the enemy. I have given you power to stand up over the enemy. I have given you power over the enemy. Read the word of God. Read the word of God in Luke chapter 10. Read that out loud to yourself. Luke chapter 10. Read it out loud to yourself. Chapter 10, 19. Jesus said, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And then right after that, he said, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not. He said that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Rejoice because your names are written in heaven. But we want to stand on Luke 10:19 tonight. Behold, this is Jesus talking. He's letting you know under all circumstances. This is what I'm telling you. Listen. Listen to what I'm saying is what Jesus is saying. Behold, listen, I give to you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I give you power. I give you authority, is what Jesus is saying. Get to treading. Get to treading over the enemy. Get to treading over the serpent and the scorpions. Get to walking over top of them and stomping on their heads and taking authority over them. Get to doing it. Start doing it. Start exercising your authority in the name of Jesus. That's why he gave it to you, for you to exercise your authority. That's why he gave it to you, not just for you to have it, but for you to use it. Use it. Use your authority that Jesus gave you. Use your authority. You have power over the enemy. Use your power over the enemy. Use your power over the enemy. Use your power over the enemy. That Jesus gave you. You don't have to be somebody's punching bag. You don't have to stand around and let people call you names and curse you out and tell you that you're never going to be nothing and tell you that you're no good and tell you that nobody's ever going to want you and tell you that you're not going to do this and you're not going to do that. Shut up, devil, in the name of Jesus. I take authority over you in the name of Jesus, because everything that you say, Satan, is a lie, because you are the father of lies. And I rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. When you begin to stand up against the enemy and watch him flee, he will leave you for a season. He will leave you for a season. But you got to know what you know, and then you got to do what you do with what you know. It's not enough just to know it, but you have to know it and then do it. You have to know it and then do it. Knowing is half the battle, but knowing and doing is all the battle. Then you got to know your source of power. You must know your source of power. You must know Jesus. You must know about him and his power. Read about him in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Read about what Jesus went about doing. Read about how Jesus laid hands on the sick and they recovered. Read about how Jesus spoke to the demons and the demons came out because Jesus spoke to them. Read about how Jesus spoke to the people with infirmities and they were healed. Read about those things that Jesus did so you can understand the authority that he has given you. If you don't know anything about the person that's given you the authority, you don't really know what authority they have. Get to know the person that's giving you his authority. See what he did so you can know what to do, so you can emulate him. Do what he did. Say what he said. Walk in that power that he walked in. Jesus wasn't no punk. Jesus wasn't scared. Jesus had authority from his father. And we're Jesus' sisters and brothers. We're his heirs. We're the heirs of God. We're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And whatever benefits Jesus had, we have the same thing. He had power. When Jesus got baptized, God said to him, his father said to him, "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased." God was pleased with his son, Jesus. He was pleased with him. And Jesus walked in the authority of his father. Him and his father were one. He walked in the authority of his father because they were one. Their relationship was so tight, nothing could come between that relationship. And that's how God wants us to have our relationship. He wants us to be tight. He wants us to know him so well and know Jesus so well that we know that what we speak, Jesus says, that it's going to come to pass. But see, we got to be living that life. We can't be play with the devil and then think we can have authority over him. We got to denounce Satan. We got to denounce sin. We got to get away from sin. We got to change our lives. We got to walk in the newness of life. We got to walk as a believer in God the Father and Jesus Christ. We got to walk as a son of God. See, this promise was given to those that believe. Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. In my name they shall speak with new tongues. In my name, in Jesus' name, in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, glory to God, in his name, hallelujah, not in Teresa's name, not in your own name, but in the name of Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah. In the name of Yahshua, hallelujah, he said, in my name. But you can't be playing hopscotch and patty cake and jacks and words with friends and all that stuff with the enemy and then think that you're going to take authority over him. You can't be playing Marvel and Monopoly and all these games with the devil and think you're going to take authority over him. You can't spend 23 hours with the devil, playing with him, doing what he wants you to do, entertaining his thoughts, doing things that he wants you to do, looking at things that he wants you to look at, and then think that on the 24th hour you're going to take authority over him. Not so. But you have an advocate today. You have an advocate today. You have authority available to you. You have authority available to you. You have authority available to you. The authority of Jesus Christ. See, and this takes me back to John chapter 15, where Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. I am the true vine. Abide in me, and I in you, and you can ask what you will, and it will be done. But see, you got to abide in the vine. We abide in everything else. We abide in the television. We abide in the radio. We abide in our jobs. We abide in shopping. We abide in everything else except the vine. And then we wonder why we don't have any power. We wonder why we walking around hickory Messiah and help me tie my bow tie and nothing's happening because we're not hooked up to the vine. We're not hooked up to the power. We're not getting our daily source of power. That's like me having my fan, and I'm saying, oh, my gosh, I'm hot, I'm hot, I'm hot. But I never plug in my fan. I never plug it into the power source so that when I push the button, the fan will work. If I leave my fan unplugged, I can say I'm hot all day long. But if I don't plug my fan in, I'm never going to get cooled off because I'm never going to be able to turn the fan on. It's not going to come on by osmosis. It's not going to come on just because I think I want it to come on, but I have to plug it up to this power source so that it can come on. And that's the same thing with us. We got to be plugged up to the power. We got to be plugged up to the power. We got to be plugged up to Jesus. We can't play with the devil for 22, 23 hours a day, and then at the time of need, we want to be calling on Jesus. We done played with the devil. Jesus said, come out from among them and be separate, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you unto myself. You can't be like the sons of Sceva in the book of Acts who was playing around with the authority of the name of Jesus, and they were playing around, and the devils, the demons, got them and tore them up. They're like, Paul, I know, Jesus, I know, but who are you? Even the demons know who you are. They know if you're playing around. Jesus, I know, Paul, I know, but who are you? And they will jack you up if you keep playing with them. That's why you got to get hooked into the vine. You got to get hooked into Jesus. You can't just use the name of Jesus because you want to, because Jesus said for sure, there's going to be many that come and say, Jesus, we cast out devils in your name. We spoke in tongues in your name. We had laid hands on the sick in your name. We fed the hungry in your name. He's going to say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I don't even know you. Why? Because you wasn't hooked into the vine. You just used the name of Jesus for your benefit. You just used the name of Jesus for your glory. And somebody might have got healed, and somebody might have got delivered, but guess what? You got your reward because you did it for vainglory. You did it for popularity. You did it because you wanted to be seen. But that's not why Jesus gave us his authority. He gave us his authority so we can cast out demons for real, so people can get set free for real, not for your glory, but for the glory of God. And God wants people to be healed for real. He wants us to be whole for real. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. If Jesus has set you free, then you are free indeed. But you got to know that you're free. You got to know that every time Satan tells you that you're not free, that he's a liar. You got to know that every time that Satan tells you you're not delivered, that he's a liar. You got to know that every time Satan tells you that you're not healed, that he's a liar. You got to know that every time Satan tells you you're not coming out this time, that he's a liar. You got to know that every time Satan tells you anything, that he is a liar. He's the father of lies. And you don't have to believe what the enemy says. You believe God. You believe God. You believe God. We walking around here dumb and dumber because we don't want to take heed to the word of God. We believe Satan more so than we believe God. We run from God and the word of God when we should be running to the word of God. We should be running to the word of God and obeying the word of God and standing on the word of God. If you have your Bible, turn to your Bible to Ephesians chapter 6. We want to sit around and wait for the pastor to do the job. We want to sit around and run up to the altar of everybody's church. And want them to lay hands on us and want them to give us a word and want them to tell us what God says and want them to bring get us out of the trouble we are. Well, God has given us power. Jesus has given us authority to do this. And remember this, too, that we're not fighting a natural fight. Even though people may be standing there physically calling us names, even though people may be standing there physically beating us up, even though people may be physically, putting us down, you know, making us feel bad about ourselves and this and the third, even though the physical person may be doing that, it is from the devil. It is from the devil, from the enemy. It is not from God. It is purely from the devil. And you got to know your enemy. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's why he says, take on the whole armor of God. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, it says, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles, against the tricks of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. That's the second time it's been said. Verse 10, it says, put on the whole, 11 says, put on the whole armor of God. 13 says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. In verse 11, it says that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And verse 13 says that you may be able to withstand in the evil day and having done all to stand. Stand. stand up to the devil. Stand, therefore, having your loins girded about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Stand, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith wherewith you be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. But you have to take the shield of faith. Take the shield of faith. Will you be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked? Because you're going to need faith when Satan starts throwing those fiery darts. When he throws the dart of death, you're going to have faith and say, I shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living. When he throws those darts of finances and saying you don't have any finances, you're going to have to stand with the shield of faith and say, my God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. When it comes to you with that fiery dart telling you you're no good, that you're ugly, that you're this and you're that, you're never going to be nothing. God don't even like you. You can tell him greater is he that is in me than he is in the world. I am a child of the Most High God. Glory to God. Jesus loves me. This I know. Hallelujah. Yeah, you might have to go old school nursery rhyme or old school Bible rhyme, but Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, you can go ahead and say that. I know that he loves me. Hallelujah. God is love. Hallelujah. You can tell the devil that when he throws those fiery darts against you. But you're going to have the shield of faith so you can quench every fiery dart that he brings to you. He might bring the fiery dart that your children are going to act up forever. But you can say, I trained up my children in the way that they should go. And when they grow old, they won't depart from it. You can say, hallelujah, that God will bless my children unto the third and the fourth generation. You can say, yes, my children speak with the enemy in the gate. That means that they're telling the enemy to go. They're telling the enemy to flee in the name of Jesus. But you got to have that shield of faith so you can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. When the devil says no, you can say, God says yes. When the devil says it looks like your finances are not coming, you can tell the devil you are a lie because God promised it to me and it's coming in the name of Jesus. When the fiery darts of ill health comes, you can say, devil, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. But you got to say it by faith. That's why you got to have that shield of faith so you can quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. You got to stand having your loins girded about with truth in verse 14 because you got to know the truth of the word of God. You got to know the truth of the word of God because Satan will come and he will try to twist the word of God and it will sound so close to what the word of God says, you'll believe it. But you got to know the word of truth. You got to know the truth for yourself because you will know the truth and the truth will make you free. When you know the truth, the devil can't lie to you. He can try to lie to you, but when you know the truth, you will know the truth, and it'll make you free. Glory to God. And you got to have on your breastplate of righteousness. You got to be righteous, honey. You can't be living like a heathen and think you're going to quote the word of God and it's going to all be well, and then you're going to go back out there living like the heathen, like the devil, like Satan himself. No, have on the breastplate of righteousness. Hallelujah, glory to God. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You stand there and say that till you believe it. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And then it says in 17, and take the helmet of salvation. Okay, you got to know that you know that you know that you're saved. You got to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're saved. The helmet of salvation, Jesus, accepting Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Believe that God raised him from the dead, glory to God. Believe that God sent his only begotten son into the world, hallelujah, to save us. And take the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. Would you say, Satan, sure. Take the word of God and cut him up with it. Take the word of God and cut the devil up with it. The word of God, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. It is written, I am healed by Jesus' stripes. It is written, I am the head and not the tail. I am a lender and not a borrower. I am blessed when I go out, and I'm blessed when I'm come back in. I am the head and not the tail. I am above only and not beneath. Thus saith the word of God. And then verse 18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. And then it goes on to say, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So not just praying for yourself, but praying for all believers. Not just praying for yourself, but praying for all believers. You want a breakthrough? Pray for somebody else to get a breakthrough. You hurting and you don't know what to do? Pray for somebody else and watch you get your breakthrough. Pray for somebody else. Father, I just pray right now for so-and-so. Lord, I pray that you will heal her body in the name of Jesus. Father, I would pray, oh God, that she needs or he needs a job. Father, I pray that you will provide that job for them in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for that sick baby in the hospital and those people in the hospital right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will heal them, Lord God, that you will give the doctors wisdom, knowledge, and understanding as to what to do for their condition, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for the homeless people on the street right now. God, I pray, Lord God, that you will give them a mind, hallelujah, to come up out of the streets, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for their mind, that you will give them a sound mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you will give them shelter, Lord God, that they won't have to live on the street, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you will increase their finances, oh God, that you will increase their mental capacity, oh God, that you will heal them, set free them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, from the oppression of the enemy, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, Lord God, for those that are sitting in jail right now, that you will save them, God, that you will deliver them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Those that are sitting in jail innocently, Lord God, that you will open up the door for them and make a way of escape, oh God, that they can come out and that their names will be cleared, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray for that husband and that wife that are going through right now, that are at the point of divorce, oh God, that you will save them, God, for your word says, hallelujah, that what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Oh God, I pray, Lord God, for them right now in Jesus' name. See, that just took my mind off anything that I was going on with me. That just took my mind off of anything that was going on with me. Praying for somebody else. Sincerely. Praying for somebody else. That went into a whole prayer. And that's the same kind of thing we can do. But we got to stand up. We're so busy worrying about ourselves being broken and ourselves being messed up. We're not thinking about anything or anybody else. And see, enemy wants us to stay bound, and he wants us to stay depressed, and he wants us to stay somewhere where we don't have no business being, so we can't be free. But I declare, hallelujah, tonight in the name of Jesus, that you be free. I declare tonight that in the name of Jesus, you will stand up against the enemy. I declare and decree tonight will take the authority that Jesus has given you and begin, hallelujah, begin to take that authority and walk on, tread on them serpents and scorpions and take the authority of Jesus so that you can be made whole. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. But see, you got to do something about it. You got to do something about it. You got to want to break free. You got to want to stand up to the enemy. Let me tell you something. If God has given you, if Jesus has given you authority over the enemy, okay, you got to know that you have that authority. Don't be scared. God has not given you power over the enemy for you to be scared. If he gave you power over the enemy, he gave you power over the enemy because he knows you're going to be victorious, because he's given you the authority in his name. He said, in my name. He says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. And he will flee from you. And he will flee from you. That's the word of God. 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 Now, I hope that you got something from out of this lesson on tonight, and I bless God for the word of God, because as usual, when God sends a word, I'm so first partaker of this. So we're going to just go ahead and play a song right now, and when we come back, we'll have some more scriptures.
I woke up early this morning. My heart was beating right on time. I said, Lord, I truly thank you for opening up his eyes and mine. Then I went over to my window, and while looking through the shade, once again I had to tell him, thank you, Lord, for letting me see
away.
verses 31 through 39. Okay. If God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. So we're going to close with this song tonight. And God bless you. Thank you for joining us. And if the Lord says the same, we'll be back on Monday at 7 p.m. God bless you. something about that name. There's something about that name, Jesus. Hallelujah. I like that song. It's something about that name. Hallelujah. When you call on that name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Something about that name, Jesus. Hallelujah. When you say that name, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That really is something about that name. Hallelujah. There is something precious about that name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that we have the name of Jesus to call on tonight. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that we have the name of Jesus to call on in the late in the midnight hour. I'm so glad that we have the name of Jesus to call on when we need healing in our body. Hallelujah. And we need our minds regulated. I'm so glad that we have the name of Jesus to call on. Hallelujah. Everybody don't know that they can call on the name of Jesus, but I'm so glad, hallelujah, that I can call on the name of Jesus. And I want to play this song to you tonight really quickly.
So lonely, make it mine. New life, new life.
Jesus, what a wonderful child. Hallelujah. So lowly, meek, and mild. New life, new hope, new joy he brings. Listen to the angels sing, glory, glory, glory to the newborn King. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to end the broadcast because everything is acting up. Everything's crashing. Shockwave is crashing. Everything's crashing and just don't want to act right. So we're going to end the broadcast on tonight. But I wanted to play this Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child. Let us not forget the reason for the season. And the reason for the season is Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus is the reason for the season. He was born in a manger. He was born of a virgin. And he was born in a manger. Hallelujah. But we thank God on tonight. Hallelujah. We just thank him for Jesus on tonight. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus on tonight. Hallelujah. I thank God that I know Jesus on tonight. And he knows me. He knows my name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God for Jesus. I thank him for this season because it's not all about buying this and buying that and this, that, and the third, but it's about remembering that God loved the world so much that he sent his only begotten son, Jesus. He sent his only begotten son, Jesus, and I do thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. I do. I really do thank God for that little baby that Mary had. And his name is Jesus. His name is Yahshua. Hallelujah. That's what Mary called him, Yahshua. Hallelujah. So we do thank God on tonight. Hallelujah. For Jesus. We thank God for even knowing Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for thinking enough about us to send Jesus to bring us back into right relationship with you. Thank you, Lord God. I thank you so much for that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for that, Lord. I bless your name, and I give you praise. Hallelujah. Father, we just pray, Lord God, that those that listen to the broadcast on tonight, if they were not saved, that you will draw them by your Spirit. Those that will be listening to the archives, if they are not saved, that you will draw them by your Spirit, that they will be saved, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I just say thank you on tonight. And I give you praise, and I give you glory, and I give you honor. Hallelujah, in the mighty, matchless name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. And if the Lord says the same, we'll be seeing you guys again on Monday. Amen. God bless.